This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCamera and Elliot Short Parks in for John today. John on vacation this week. Great to be with you on this Monday morning, following up on quite a weekend in Philadelphia sports, and one that, if I had to guess, we will remember for a long time. The Trey Turner thing was really remarkable. And I know not everybody was behind it, but I got the sense most people in town loved it. Obviously, Trey loved it. Obviously, Trey's mom loved it. His teammates loved it. We'll talk about it. I mean, he responded in a pretty significant way. He wasn't the greatest. I mean, he wasn't knocking the cover off the ball every single game. But, you know, he did have a number of hits, including five RBIs and a home run. So we'll get into that. It was really a fascinating thing. Eagles, of course, getting close to now to their first preseason game in less than a week. Open practice last night. If you were there, we'll talk to you about that. A lot to do. Again, Elliot in for John. So we'll do some football with Elliot. A lot of fills. And all of it with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. What up, Elliot?
What up, man? It's always fun to fill in with all you guys. But of all the days to be at WIP in the morning show after a weekend like that,
yeah.
I'm super pumped for these next 4 hours.
I agree. James, I need a rolling from you. You know the deal. I try to be over-under. Last time John was out for a week, five or less, that I would say, Jared Cameron, John Ranchi, 94. No, hold on. No, not John. It's Elliot or Jared.
We already won for one.
So, James, what is your prediction? We have 20 hours of radio without John. How many times will I mess up?
Well, last week you started horribly and then were awesome. I think you ended up at three.
Three.
So I will give you the similar benefit of the doubt. I'll make three the over-under.
All right, I want to pitch a perfect game.
Well, it's kind of like Trey Turner, right? He started 1-for-6 and then slowly morphed after that and did it. So I believe in you, man.
Right.
I'm here for you.
I'm going for the perfect game this week. I kind of doubt I'll do it, but we'll see. Great having Elliot in, and great seeing what happened this weekend. I just was, you know, I wasn't even amazed, actually, because I felt like we as a fan base had it in us. Now, I will say, I know there's some people out there that didn't love it, because it's like, what about the hard-nosed, old-school, tough and rumbly Philly fan and holding the players' feet accountable to the fire of pressure and non-success. And Trey had a lot of non-success. Here's the thing, Elliot. I stand by that as the typical standard because I think it's in our DNA and it's who we are and it's generally how we're wired. But I also think there are circumstances at times that call for something else. This to me is a something else. You know, one thing I saw on Twitter, a few different people commenting on to me and I suppose some other people, you know, Jack and others probably took this heat. It's like Gilio took this heat. It's like, how can you be frustrated with Trey Turner and say, and I said this and Gilio said this, like, well, if the Phils could just get out from under this contract, I wish they would. Like, snap the fingers. You don't have 11 years, $300 million. It's $300 million. You can go to apply to, you know, that's half of Shohei Ohtani or whatever other combination of pitchers or hitters for future years. And I'll actually stand by. I've seen enough from Trey to know I've been concerned enough to know that if they could get out from the contract, yeah, I would welcome that. I can say that and believe that, but then also pivot and say, but there are moments in the life, you know, span of a fan and a fan base where if you can help a struggling player get lifted up, it's worth taking the shot. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean it's a standing ovation, you know, the rest of the season, every game, if he continues to struggle. And, you know, I don't know what will happen on, you know, Wednesday of this week when they're in the third game of this new series about to start tonight. I thought what happened Friday, Saturday, and Sunday was a warranted, give it a shot. Find out what happens. And you know what happened, Elliot? That was an all, to me, that was an all-time feel-good moment. Talk to me, Elliot, and I want to hear from everyone at 215-592-9494. We're going to play a lot of the audio. There's a lot, you know, him at bat, him after the game, teammates after the game. Elliot, talk to me about what you sensed on the whole thing.
Yeah, so there was a quote from Bryce Harper. I think it was after last night's game. He's talking about the fans and how awesome it is to play here. And he said they get it, right? They get it. We understand what the moment calls for. If it's, you know, a certain time to cheer in a game to create noise for the defense in a football game, but whatever. You said something about how you, Joe Giglio, certain people have been critical of Trey Turner. I don't think Phillies fans ever need to apologize for being passionate about something. And when Trey Turner was struggling, the passion comes to, we thought this guy was going to be better than you guys, and that's frustrating to us. But we also don't always have to rule with an iron fist. You know, not every, it's not a blanket rule that when you're struggling, you get booed. That's not a smart fan. That's a fan that's stuck in their ways. I think this weekend, and Friday night particularly, what we showed and what this city showed is that when you need us to have your back, we're there. And that's what Trey Turner needed. This is what I never understood about people that were against it. What Trey needed in that moment and this past weekend was support. And the thing that really stood out to me about this weekend was the quote about his mom. Him saying that his mom cried in that first at bat. These are athletes. These are characters in reality show to a certain extent. But they also are people. And we all have brothers. You know, I know Rhea and James, you guys have kids. I don't have a kid. But I remember watching my brother grow up and play soccer. And there were times where he was playing and I felt, you know, the effort wasn't there and I was frustrated with him. But then there were times where I knew he was trying. And those were the moments where I wasn't mad at him. I wanted to hug him. I wanted to cheer for him. And when you're in the crowd, you feel that helplessness. I thought this past weekend what we showed as a fan base was, if you need a hug, if you need support, but you're trying, we're there for you.
And
I thought
you,
it was beautiful.
Where does this – I'm just curious. I'm going to ask you and everyone. Where does this come into play? Carson stinks. No, I'm serious.
I mean, this is correct.
Because you know what I mean? It's like that's the other – Carson Wentz is horrible. That's the other side of it.
Yeah.
So – and I'm fascinated to get into all of this with everyone at 215-592-9494. Your assessment of what happened this weekend, it's almost a I don't want to say a referendum on the way we're typically wired, but I mean, I suppose it almost is. It was unique. I mean, it was a let's try to lift up a really strong. Look, if he had 2 months to go on his deal, I don't think it would have happened, honestly. Now, maybe it would have been.
That.
I mean, maybe because it's like, well, we got a shot to win a World Series. Let's try to help this guy, you know, help the town win a World Series. But to me, what made this so unique is it's year one of an 11-year deal. And so I support people trying to support him, but I know not everyone's of that mindset.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Let's listen to how kind of we won't get into all of it now, but some of the major twists and turns from the weekend, which of course started with his first at bat on Friday night. He's still batting very low in the batting order. Here's Trey, and just listen to the. It's not a full standing out. It was probably about a half to James 2/3 standing out. I mean, by the time
I would even go 3/4. I think a lot of people got up as it was going.
I agree, it was a standing ovation. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was, I would call it a standing ovation.
I agree. Let's just listen to the crowd when he came to bat that first time.
And he's in scoring position for Trey Turner.
That's pretty loud.
Yeah.
That's not a regular at bat.
And it was his teammates, too.
Yeah, Castellanos with the towel.
Castellanos with the towel was my favorite moment of the entire weekend, man. That was so awesome.
Yeah. So the crowd.
Listen how long this goes.
Yeah, it did go for a long time. And we eventually cut it off. And, of course, the at-bat actually started. But so that was something. Of course, that turns out to be an out. And that was the little flare to, you know, the right side of the infield. But, all right, so you get that. Now, obviously, later in the game, he finally gets a hit. Happens to be an RBI single. After the game, he talked about, you know, his reaction, and even dropped a curse in here, which of course we got to bleep out, but his reaction to the ovation.
What were your thoughts on the repeated ovations recently, the response of the crowd to welcome you?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. You know, they fans have my back, and you know, they're showing up for me, and it's pretty cool to see, and that's pretty nice, and you know, I wish we could have come out with that win right there, but that was awesome.
It really is cool. It really is pretty amazing. He talked more because he then opened up. Obviously, he had already, short time after the game, gotten communication from his mom, and pretty amazing. He's talking about the reaction of his mother.
I know you said your mom gives you quite a bit of feedback. Have you heard from her after tonight and all of the events that happened tonight?
Yeah, she said she cried in my first at bat, so I guess fans made her pretty happy.
Now, that was Friday night, and again, there's an RBI single that, you know, we didn't play there, but there's an RBI single late in the game. A game, by the way, in which the Phillies lost, which it did feel like a bummer, Elliot.
It's right,
like,
it's a bit of a buzz.
Feel good, but don't feel all good.
The quotes were a little better after the wins,
right.
I think.
And, of course, the Phillies, I mean, we don't want to shortchange the reality. Phillies won 2-3. Not that the Royals are great, and it's a phenomenal accomplishment to win 2-3, but they did do something this weekend, yesterday specifically, that they hadn't done at any point this year. And you guys know I'd been talking about how this was, for me, from a team standpoint, the next benchmark I wanted to see Phils get to, and they finally got to three games above a playoff spot. This, to me, is a moment to a little bit of an exhale here, because now you got a little bit of a cushion. Now you want to see it get to five and then have a lot more of a cushion. But three's pretty sweet. By the way, some of the teams chasing them, like the Reds, the Cubs.
Everyone had a bad, other than the Cubs, everyone had a bad
Reds
weekend,
are like,
man.
What,
the Reds
straight?
Have lost six in a row. I think the Diamondbacks are six in a row. The Marlins are five or six in a row. The Giants are lost two or three. The A's. Like,
James, you know who might make the playoffs with the Phillies making the playoffs? You know which team's coming on. They're not even coming on that strong.
Well, the Padres had a bad weekend, too.
I know.
The Dodgers took care of business against the Padres.
But
so,
San Diego is still only now three games out. Like, San Diego's probably going to make the playoffs. So, it's pretty incredible. The door has been open. But that open door has helped the Phillies, despite not playing great, create a little bit of a cushion. In the midst of it, all the cheers for Trey, some hits by Trey. And Trey, obviously, again, so his mom taught, we covered that part. Now, let's get to the home run, because now the home run happens on Saturday. Yep. It is a three-run shot at a time. Remember this.
Yeah, buddy.
The Phillies had lost Friday. It was over half the game through Saturday. They're trailing in this game, so it's like, uh-oh. And here comes Trey with a big old hit.
They're in at the corners. Case of a bunt. Turner's not bunting. He blasts it. High and deep left field. It's going to go. Home run number 11.
Awesome.
And you're right, what a time for it.
Wow.
I guarantee you they're all standing now.
Yep, no doubt.
8-6, Phillies lead it on the three-run homer by Trey Turner.
Look, here's the deal. We heard from you this weekend, obviously, anyone that was at the game and the way people responded to the game. We want to hear from you today on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to everything that occurred this weekend, most of it obviously centered around Trey. We'll get into the Eagles thing. Elliot at that open practice for the Eagles last night. If you were there, we want to hear from you on that as well. We got a lot of Eagles issues to get into, including an injury over the weekend. So a guy that got cut over the weekend. A lot to do, all of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Elliot in for John today on this Monday morning on 94 WIP.